Mungkin naik lagi mencuri ingat.
These are all of your brothers and sisters.
Then, 我们要来看,
We are going to study Hebrews chapter 11 today.
今天这个信息的题目是叫不实际的信心。
The title of my sermon today is Impractical Hope.
不实际
Practical.
不实际是一个挂号。
It's a quote unquote impractical.
不实际的信心。
Impractical faith hope.
我们要再一次思考。 什么叫信心?
Let's think again about what is faith.
我本来今天的这个信息预备好了，但是经过了这个周末的查经之后，我想我还在讲一下什么叫信心。
I already prepared my sermon today, but during the weekend after all the fellowship study, Bible study, I decided to review this concept again. What is faith?
这是你啊，你在这里啊。 我们在这里，是不是？
We are here. Because,
我们过我们的生活。
We live our lives.
过了生活之后呢，会碰到困难，是不是？
We will encounter some challenges.
困难在你的前面。
Difficulties are in front of us.
要怎么办？
What do we do?
我们需要信心。
We need the faith.
克服这个困难。
We need to have faith to overcome the challenge.
是不是这样子?
Is that what you all do?
不是, 有人摇头,
so some people shake their heads, and what is it exactly?
什么是信心?
What is faith?
我们常常的信心不是这样子吗? 我们在地上过生活,碰到困难, 我们就用信心来克服它,
and this is our faith like this. We live our normal life, we encounter a challenge. Then we leverage our faith to overcome the challenge.
是不是这样子?
Is that the case?
你们也不敢点头。
You're afraid to show your yes or no.
希伯来书的信心是这样子。
The faith in Hebrews is like this.
不是你在过你的生活。
It's not you in your ordinary normal life.
而是有一个信心推着你过。 神要你过的生活,
it is actually faith propels you to live a life that God wants you to live.
很多时候我们碰到困难的时候，我们是自己过生活，没有一个对神的一个信心来决定我们的生活。
Many times we live our life according to our own way, and when there's nothing to push us, propel us to live the life that God wants us to live.
我们找工作。 我们找男女朋友都是因为我们想要的。
When we look for job, when we look for a girlfriend, boyfriend, it's what we want.
然后碰到困难了。
When we are facing challenges.
我们才谈信心。
And then we start talking about faith.
希伯来书的信心不是这样子的。
The faith in Hebrews is not like this.
希伯来的信心是说你要知道神要我们做的是什么。
The faith talked about in Hebrews is that we can know what God wants us to do.
让神来推动我们这个人生。
We ask God to propel our life.
神的话告诉我们要圣洁。
God's words tell us to be holy.
我们就要圣洁。
We need to be holy.
他叫我们出去。
God tells us to go out.
叫亚伯拉罕出去，我们就出去。
And he tells and he told Abraham to leave where he was and to that.
我们读神的话，我们。 查经就是为了明白神到底要叫我做什么。
To read God's word, study God's word in my Bible studies is to try to understand what God wants us to do.
然后我们的生活就跟着那信心。
And then our life will follow the faith that propels us.
也许我们这样子走的时候碰到困难。
And maybe sometimes when we walk like this, we encounter challenges, difficulties.
然后我们再用同样的信心。
And we will leverage the same faith to move forward.
信心是一个我们值得一而再再而三的来思考的问题。
Faith is a concept we need to ponder again and again.
信心不是正能量。
Faith is not positive energy.
它不是一个让我表现更好的一个心理的动力。
It's not a psychological motive to make me perform better.
我们很容易把信心想成说在我里面的一个力量。
Sometimes we view faith as an internal power inside us.
我越相信我就越壮大。
The more I believe, the more powerful I become.
我越相信我就越能够做到。
The more faith, the more belief I have, I will be able to perform better.
不是的。
It's not like that.
圣经的信心反而是相反。
The faith in the Bible is opposite.
信心意味着我承认我无法靠着自己。
The faith makes us realize that we cannot rely on ourselves.
更基本的信心让我们认识到我没有办法靠我自己来想通我人生要怎么走。
And even more so, faith makes us realize that we cannot think through, understand everything how to live this life by yourself.
信心把我们带到最起初来到神的话里头说我人生该怎么过。
Faith brought us to the very point, the origin of God's words. What should I, how shall I live my life?
我的生活我的生命是靠着神的话来过的。
My life and my, I need to live my life according to God's words.
有在那样的时候我们碰到困难的时候我们才谈信心的问题。
And that assumption, then when we are facing difficulties, we can talk about faith.
如果没有这个信心在前面
But the faith is not in front of us.
我们碰到困难的时候
When we are facing challenges,
我们应该要重新的思考
We need to think again.
到底是什么在推动我们的人
What is propelling our life itself?
来推动我们的人生是我们对神的信心是神的话告诉我们怎么做我们就怎么做吗
Is that the God's words God's that the faith in God that propels our life
所以信心是什么
What is faith
信心不是让我们碰到困难的时候有了信心在我们身上加了什么力量去往前走
Faith is not like when we are facing challenges that we feel the natural power exerted upon us and to move forward.
信心乃是当我们碰到困难的时候把自己放下。
The faith is like when we are facing challenges that we lay down ourselves.
重新思考说神啊你到底要我怎么走
And to think again and ask God, God, what do you want me to do?
信心不是继续我自己的意识跟方式
Faith is not to follow my own way
信心乃是按着神的意识神的方式
Faith is to live according to God's will God's way
信心乃是信心的内容乃是神的话
The content of faith is God's words and His promise
如果你今天申请学校你告诉自己你要有信心神一定会给你一间好学校读
If you are applying for schools today and you say you have faith and then you will be guaranteed to definitely go into a good school.
那不是信心。
That is not faith.
信心不是把我想要发生的事情然后再加上神。
The faith is not like a first is what I want and then add God on top of it.
然后说要有信心。
And then say you have faith.
那不是信心。
That is not faith.
如果你今天在养育孩子
If you are raising children today,
你告诉自己
you tell yourself,
你要有信心
you need to have faith.
神会让你的孩子长大后变好
God will let your children turn out to be good
这也不是信心
This is not faith
信心不是想我想要的这个希望然后再把神加上来要做有信心
Faith is not like a first to that what I want first and then add God on top of it
所以今天你在找工作
If you are looking for jobs today,
你告诉自己你要有信心啊，神一定会给你一份工作
You tell yourself and you have faith and God will give me the job
那不是信心
That is not faith
信心不是把我想要的加上的神然后说我就有信心
Faith is not to put myself first and then say I want this and then add God on top of it
什么是信心
What is faith?
我希望你从希伯来书十一章能够学到一样
I hope you learn one thing from Hebrews chapter 11
我们的盼望在哪里
Where is our hope?
今天没有经，上面没有打经文，大家要开圣经的哈。希伯来书第四章。
So, if you have to print the verses, you can open the Bible and follow the group.
第十一章讲到我们的盼望是在天上更美的家乡。
In chapter 11, the talks about our faith lies in the forever home that's in heaven.
我今天要讲的就是那在天上更美的家乡。
Today I'm going to talk about the more beautiful home that's in heaven.
那是一个遥远不实际的信心。
It is a distant and practical event.
但是却是这个遥远所谓不实际的信心塑造了每一个在第十一章里面的人物。
But it is exactly this distant faith that shaped every character that's described in chapter 11 of Hebrews.
我们来念第十一章十三到十六节。
That's from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 to 16.
我们这一次念英文的。
That's a read in English today.
十三到十六节。All this all died in faith, not having received things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar,
and having acknowledged it was strangers to
for people who speak that's a figure to hear that they are seeking upon them. If they had been thinking of that land of which they had come out, they would have had the opportunity to pass. But then it is the desire and better country
that is not
happening. God is not saying all the world. 在这里十三节说这些人都是准信心的，并没有得着所应许。
In verse 13 says, this all died in faith, not having received the things promised.
周五晚上查经有一个很有趣的讨论。
During the Friday night Bible study, there was an interesting discussion.
那咱们要问的就是说这些人是谁？
And the question asked was, who are these people?
挪亚是属于这些人的里头吗？
Noah, do you belong to several people?
挪亚神不是告诉他要建方舟，他也带了，最后他也因为这样子就没有在洪水当中灭亡。
Noah was told by God to build an ark, and he did. He followed God's instructions, and then after his whole family was saved from the flood.
我们来念第七节。
Let's read the first step.
第七节来，挪亚因着信，听蒙神指示，好好的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一方舟，把天的舟一次都离开了。啊，在这里讲到挪亚因着信。
Here talks about Noah by faith.
啊，神就指示他未见的事。
God has told him those things that are unseen.
未见的事就是洪水。
The unseen is was the flood.
挪亚被神警告说，将来会有洪水要来灭整个啊世界。
Noah was warned by God that there would be a flood coming to destroy the world.
他因为敬畏就造了方舟。
Due to the reverence for God, he built ark. He built an ark.
他的全家就得救。
His whole family was saved.
挪亚的方舟发生了没？
Did the Noah's ark earthquake happen?
发生了啊。
It did happen.
挪亚有没有因为方舟啊，在洪水当中得救？
Was Noah saved due to ark and from the flood?
是有
，yes，
挪亚的确经历了神应许的那一个真实的这一个成就。
Noah experienced the promise that God told him.
他造了方舟。
He built an ark.
他的家又因方舟得救。
His family was saved via the ark.
可是为什么十三节却又说这些人都是存信心死的，并没有得着所应许的？
Why did the verse 13 say all these people died in faith and have not received the things promised?
我们团契有没有讨论这个问题？
Did the Your Bible study group study discuss this question?
希伯来书的重点是什么？
What is the key point of Hebrews?
是神即便在一个人生命当中成就了一些的应许。
It is that even though God might have fulfilled some promises in a certain person's life,
那最大最终的应许,
the ultimate promise was not realized.
我们可以这么想,
this way.
想为什么要降下洪水?
Why did God let the flood come?
因为这世界有罪,
because the world was sin.
人要审判,
God would judge the world and remove the sin from the world.
神为什么要挪亚造这个方舟?
Why did God ask Noah to build the ark?
再让他从这个罪恶的世界的毁灭当中得救,
is to have him be saved from the sinful world.
是的,
it is true.
方舟救了挪亚,
the ark saved Noah and his family from the flood.
但是他并没有救挪亚, 就脱离最终罪而死亡,
but he did not save Noah from the ultimate sin that caused death.
挪亚仍然犯罪,
Noah still sinned.
挪亚仍然需要死,
and Noah still died.
所以造方舟拯救, 整个罪恶的时代, 在表面上是应验的,
so saving Noah from this destroying from the world by ark, it was fulfilled.
从罪里头被拯救，最终不在死亡里头，也不在罪里头的那个应许，仍然还没有完全实现.
But the promise of being saved from sin and not see death, that promise was not fulfilled.
所以希伯来书说，他们都在寻求一个更美的家乡.
So chapter 11 told us that they are seeking a better, more beautiful home.
在天上的家乡.
And that home in heaven.
曾经谈的是我们, 他为我们成就的这个救恩，将来完全的应验.
The Bible tells us the salvation that is fulfilled for us will be realized in the future.
这就是盼望,
and this is hope.
所以我们信心应该所要在的地方,
and that is where our faith is to stand.
那是一个更美的家乡,
and that is a more beautiful, better home.
一个只有基督才能带来的更美的家乡.
It's a beautiful, more beautiful home that only Jesus could bring.
因为他是更美的大祭司,
because he's the more beautiful priest.
他献上更美的祭,
he gave the ultimate sacrifice.
对我们的盼望在哪里?
So our hope is there.
当你申请学校的时候,
when you apply for schools,
你没有申请到你想进的学校,
you did not get into the school you want to.
也许你会失望,
you might be disappointed.
但是你的信心,在基督里的信心告诉你,这不是最糟的事。
But the faith in Jesus Christ will tell you this is not the worst case.
而且因为基督我已经拥有世上最好的,
but because of Jesus Christ, they already have won the best, the most beautiful thing in the world.
这不是说吃不到葡萄说葡萄酸哈.
This is not to say like if you cannot eat the grape and you think the grape is sour.
这是说到我们已经尝到最好的葡萄.
It says that we have tasted the best grapes.
我们知道有那最好的在等着我们，无论今生发生什么事。
We know there's a most beautiful, the best can wait for us, no matter what happens in this world.
这也表示如果你真的进到你想要去的学校,
this also says if you actually get into the school, you'll get in it.
你不会过度的兴奋,
you will not be overexcited.
因为你晓得这个跟最终永恒的救恩相比,
you will know that this is nothing compared to the ultimate salvation.
真正的信心不论是你, 谁哪一个学校收你, 你渴望的是能够行在神的旨意中。
The faith should be no matter which school accepts you, and you can walk in faith, walk the faith of God.
今天如果你养育一个儿子,
if you're raising a son today,
养育一个孩子, 不管是男是女,
if you're raising a child today,
你在基督里的信心会引导你看见永恒的盼望。
The faith you have in God will lead you to see the hope that's in the ultimate.
你在基督里的信心会引导你要荣耀神，以荣耀神的方式来养育这个孩子。
The faith you have in Jesus Christ will guide you to raise your child according to God's will.
你在基督里的信心告诉你说，你要教导孩子，首先要爱神。
Your faith in Christ will direct you to teach your child. The first utmost important thing is to love God.
其次是要爱人。
And the next best is to love people.
今天如果你找到工作，
Then you can find a job.
你要找的工作无论是什么，
No matter what job you have.
你在基督里的信心告诉你说，你要先寻求他的国和他的义。
Your faith in Christ will tell you that you seek. His kingdom first.
你要找的工作是让你能够持续的来服侍主。
The job you have found, it will enable you to continue to serve Lord.
你要找到一份工作，是要让你能够持续的活在他的义里头。
The job you find will enable you to continue to live in His righteousness.
信心是一个，希伯来书的信心是一个遥远的信心。
The faith in Hebrews is a distant.
也是一个塑造我们今天当下的生活。
But it is exactly that the piece of faith that shaped the life we have present.
我们来看亚伯拉罕。
Let's take a look at the life of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕，第八节，
In verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去往将来得为业的地方。出去的时候还不知道要往哪里。
By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place where he was to receive as an inheritance.
他有一个不实际的信心，
He had an impractical faith.
因为他离开乌的时候还不晓得自己要往哪里去。
Because when he left Ur, he did not know where he was going.
从地上的角度来看，
In the world viewpoint,
没有地图，
there's no map.
没有方向，
Direction.
这怎么可能实际呢？
How could that be practical?
你再继续看下去，第九节，
Let's continue reading. First line.
他因着信，
By faith.
就在所应许之地做客，好像异地居住帐篷，在那同盟。一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，
By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in the foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob.
意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
意思是到他到了迦南地，是神要给他的地方，可是他还住在帐篷里面，好像是一个寄居的人。
It means that when he got to the promised land, the land of Canaan, it was the promised land, but he was still living in tents.
不是只是亚伯拉罕，
Not just Abraham.
以撒、雅各三代都是这样子。
The three generations, Isaac and Jacob, they were all like that.
这样一个不实际的信心，让他在地上漂浮不定。
Such impractical faith led them to float
没有一个稳定的地方。
and they did not have a stable home.
因为他仰望的是那更美的家乡。
Because he was looking up to that more beautiful home.
那如果有人看到亚伯拉罕，可能就告诉他，为什么不赶快找个地方住下来？
If someone might ask, why don't you find a place and set it up?
那有人就会问，亚伯拉罕就告诉那一个人说，因为我盼望着这更美的家乡。
Abraham might have told that person, saying, because I'm looking for that more beautiful home.
那一个听到亚伯拉罕说的人就会说什么更美的家乡？
That person listening to that response say, what are you talking about? What is that more beautiful home?
他说在天上的，
And every time you say, that's the home in heaven.
在天上更美的家乡，让你在地上还活着的时候没有办法好好的安定下来。
Does it mean that if you look for that more beautiful home in heaven, that does not allow you to live a good life on this earth?
一点都不实际。
It's not practical.
我来到美国之后，在 Enough 算是住的最惨的一个地方。
I came to the U.S. and the Ann Arbor was probably the longest duration I did.
住了10年。
At 10 years.
在之前呢，在 Omaha Nebraska 住了8年，
Before that, I lived in Omaha, of the Nebraska for 8 years.
10年、8年， 就18年了。
That was 18 years.
我在这里大概有32年。
I lived
in
the US for 32 years. Less.
扣掉18。
That's 18.
剩下多少？ 14年。 14年里头，我每2年、4年都换一个地方。
During that 14 years, I changed place every 3 to 4 years.
为了要服侍神的缘故，为了种种的原因，一直在换。
For various reasons to serve God and for some other reasons, I have been changing locations.
非常的不稳定。
Was very unstable.
那现在10年了。
Now it's 10 years.
好像是比较稳定了，是不是？
So it's more stable.
又来搞一个什么，职堂的问题。
Now we remind you of having to build another church.
因为当我快50岁的时候，我就在想说，我不能这样子一直在这样子一直做下去，好像很稳定。可是应该还有事情要做。
When I'm about to be 50, I have this thought in my mind. I should not be as stable as what I have been living now. There should be something else I need to do.
如果要的话，我可以安静一点，不多讲话，我就维持这样子，继续维持下去。
If you want, I can just choose to be quiet and then remain the same status.
不惹任何人的怒气，我也可以在这里待个20年。
Not to kind of irritate other people. I may be able to stay here for another 20 years.
但不是，这不是我要寻找的，不是这个。
But this is not what I'm seeking.
因当亚伯拉罕。 在地上，虽然在他应许之地，仍然像是个住帐篷的寄居的人一样，因为他在寻找在天上一个更美的家乡。Like
Abraham, while he was living in this world, he was not seeking for the better things, and he was looking for a more better, beautiful world. He had.
他在等待。
He's waiting.
第11节。
In verse 11.
因着信，连撒拉自己。 虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因为她以为那应许她的是可信的。
Verse 11, by faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past her age, since she considered him faithful who had promised.
这是一个不实际的信心。This
is an impractical faith.
因为是一个不实际的时机，时机就是 timing.
Because it was impractical timing.
年老还期待一个孩子。
And she was already past the age of bearing children, and she would expect a child.
年老再养一个小孩就非常辛苦。
When she was at an old age, raise a child, it was a very difficult task.
你说是不是？
And you know.
你刚有一个 baby 的时候，你知道你晚上连睡觉都不行。
When you know you have a baby, then you can have a night's sleep.
100岁的时候来个 baby.
And now when she was 100 years old, then she has to take care of a baby.
本来晚上就很难睡觉了。现在还有理由让你不睡觉。但是因着信，我们从来圣经没告诉我为什么神让亚伯拉罕那么晚才有一个孩子。 因为那个信心好像不。
And such a faith seems very impractical.
然后最后我们看到神要亚伯拉罕什么？献以撒。
Then we saw that God asked Abraham to give himself.
一个不合理的要求。
And it's a very impractical demand.
就是要献上他的以撒。
It's to give up his one son.
我们有很多问题。
And there were so many issues.
为什么神要这么做？
Why did God and Abraham do this?
但圣经也让我们看到，神不会让他这么做。We
also read from the Bible that God did not let this happen.
但是神却要求亚伯拉罕。But
God did command Abraham to offer Isaac.
所以在这个情况之下，当事情完全这个说不通的时候，我们亚伯拉罕仍然相信神是真实的。So
even in that situation that everything did not make sense to Abraham, but he still believed God was real, God was faithful.
因为时间的缘故，我要 cut short.
The pandemic happened to jump.
信心是什么？
What is faith?
信心就是先求神的国。
to seek God's kingdom first.
信心是先求神的国。
Faith is to seek God's kingdom first.
这个信心必须在你的人生前面。
This faith must be in front of your life.
推动你去先寻求他的国和他的义。
Propel you to seek God's kingdom, His righteousness first.
不再是我的路。
It's no longer my own way.
是神的路。
It's God's way.
他的方式高过我的方式。
His way is higher than my way.
不再是我想要什么。
It's not what I want.
而是神想要什么。
It is what God wants.
他的旨意要高过我的旨意。
His will is higher than my will.
不再是我的时间。
It's not my time.
而是神的时间。
But it's God's time.
我们需要有这样的一个信心。
You need to have such faith.
要不然我们生活里头谈的任何信心 都跟希伯来书11章有关系。
Otherwise, any faith we talk about in our life has nothing to do with the faith talked about in Hebrews.
我要跟你们实际的谈一个非常具体的一个信心。
I want to talk about the specific situation related to faith.
每一个家庭都要知道。
Every family needs to understand that.
每一个单身的弟兄姐妹都要知道。
Every single brother and sister needs to understand.
每一个青少年都要知道。
Every youth needs to understand.
每一个小孩都从现在开始都要知道。
Every child needs to understand from now on.
是什么信心?
What is faith?
是生小孩的信心。
Is the faith to bear children?
你要因信生小孩。
To have faith to bear children.
把小孩子当作是神的祝福。
Viewing raising children as a blessing from God.
而不是负担。
Not a burden.
把小孩当作是一个呼召。
And view having children as a calling.
而不是重担。
Not a burden.
你要因信看见神的福分。
You need to see God's blessing through faith.
孩子不是打断你人生的这个方向。
Children are not the one to stop and deter your life trajectory.
孩子是你人生的祝福。
Children are blessings of your life.
你要因信愿意多生小孩。
You need to have faith to and willing to have more children.
因为圣经是这样子的看重神所赐给我们的福。
Because Bible put so much attention in this fact.
因为顺服。 和爱的缘故，我们愿意多养育孩子。
Due to being obedient and love, that we are willing to have more children.
你要因信看重父母的角色。
You need to have faith to view the role of parents.
你要看重养育孩子的价值，比胜过在家庭外面的工作。
You need to view the value of raising children as more valuable than what you do. You achieve from outside work.
你要因信放下工作。
You need to have faith, and because of that, you are willing to give up the job.
你要看见在孩子身上花的时间、投资的精力，让他能够长大，才能比你在公司里头花的时间精力，让你的公司能够长大。
You need to have faith that it's more valuable. To spend time and raise children, and this is way better than to invest your company and make the company richer.
你要因信，让神要我们认识的福分成为我们人生一部分的福分。
You need to have faith that that what God let us see that blessing is a very valuable than what the world let us see.
许多的年轻人
Many young people.
你们喜欢你们自己喜欢的，
you prefer what you like yourself,
而不是神所喜欢的，
not what God likes.
你想要找一个爱你的人，
you prefer to find someone who loves you,
但你不愿意多生小孩，
but you don't want to have more children,
去爱他们，
to love your children.
你愿意把婚姻看成是祝福，
you are willing to see marriage as a blessing,
你不愿意把孩子 看成是祝福。
But you do not want to see, see having children as a blessing.
你愿意婚姻赶快来。
You want the marriage to come very fast.
你希望孩子晚一点来。
And want the children to come later.
我们的生命、我们的梦想和神的道路不一致，
Our life, our dreams of this life are not consistent with God's way.
和神的旨意不一致。
It's not consistent with God's will.
但是如果因为某个原因，你想要有小孩，神没给。
But for some reason, there's one more to the God, but God does not give, does not make it happen.
神有他的时间，有他的方式。
And God has his way and his time.
无论如何，
No matter what.
你愿不愿意让这个信心回顾你的人生，
Are you willing to have the space to propel your life?
回顾你的婚姻，
To propel your marriage?
让神的祝福更多的临到。
And let the God's blessings come upon you.
你若愿意先寻求他的国。
If you're willing to seek his kingdom.
用他的价值观，特别是他看孩子的价值观，也放在我们内心里头。
His value system, especially the focus we put on children, related to those values in our mind.
婚姻如何，孩子多少个，不是我的想要的方式，而是神的方式。
What the marriage should be like and how many children I would have is not my will, but what God's will.
不是我想要什么。
It's not what I want,
而是神
but what God wants.
喜悦的是什么？
What God is pleased with.
不是我的时间，
It's no longer my timing,
而是神的时
but
间。
it's God's timing.
求神帮助我们。
Let's ask for God's help.
当我们每一次碰到困难、谈信心的时候，我们先要回想是神怎么样的一个信心在推动我们人生的方向。
Whenever we are facing difficulties, we are talking about faith. Let's examine what is that faith and what is propelling our life.
求神帮助我们，让我们一起来祷告。
And then God help us, and then that's good.
天父，我们来到你跟前，求主你帮助我们再一次因信而来跟随你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We come before you and to ask again that we will live this life according to your will and to faith, that according to faith.
让我们因着信，我们人生的方向都被改变，来跟随你。
Let us by faith, and we are willing to have our life trajectory be altered by your will.
让我们因着信，我们家庭，我们观念里面的家庭能够被塑造。能够来符合你的心意。
Let us by faith and allow our family value to shape according to your will and your value.
让你眼中宝贵的孩子，能够成为我们眼中所宝贵的。
Let those children who are so valuable in your eyes be the special gifts in our eyes as well.
让你在生命记那里不住的指示。你的百姓们要好好的教养下一代的这样的一个教导，能够在我们的家庭当中。
Let us follow what you taught in the Deuteronomies and ask the Israelites to teach their children and help us, Lord, to have the same value system in our family to raise our children.
对，也许意味着我们需要放下工作。
That may mean that we need to put down our work.
我们也许需要做许多的调整，
We may be asked to do a lot of adjustments.
这意味着以后我们那个，我们事业的梦可能要放下。
Might be due to this, or the dream of our career might be put on hold.
因为我们看重那养育儿女的这个价值，
Because we see the value of raising children.
让这样的一个信心。
Lord, do you give us such faith?
圣经里面教导我们的这样的一个盼望，
The faith and hope that's taught in the Bible.
来推动我们的人生。
That such a faith and hope propel our life.
在信心当中，求主你帮助我们放下自己，
In faith, Lord, may you teach us how to put down ourselves.
而是把你的你所宝贵的成为我们所追求。
But then put what you feel so valuable as our ultimate goal and there we will be pursuing.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.